Landon, after you guys spent time together in the spring and you know, a couple months and then you go away, do you come back here with a sense of how good this team can be?
I come back with the sense that this team has left, and we come back with the same intention that we came. We walked in through OTAs with as to grind, get better, and work to be one of the best teams in the NFL.
You feel like you have that potential to be one of the best teams in the NFL?
Definitely. I mean, we have the skill, we have the ability, we have the coaching staff. I just got to just put it in the one and trust one another, and definitely we could be up there.
How do you view coming into the season? You guys finished 32nd in the league in defense last year. Is it motivation, or you guys just try to put it totally behind you?
It's motivation. It's a chip on our shoulder, and I mean, you put it behind you. You don't think about it, but you know that you was 32 in the league, and now you're just pushing to be that number of the top 10 at least. So that's our biggest goal.
Was it hard, like when you played all every game, and you go back in the offseason, you're not used to being 32 on defense, I don't think, from where you came from. Was it hard to kind of talk to people and kind of rectify in your head, yeah, I was a starter on the team that was really, really poorly rated on defense?
As I think about it, I mean, I feel like we didn't trust the system at the time. We was all new to the system, and then we just coming in as a new team, and try to put it together. But from here on out, I mean, as we played 1 year with each other, most of us, and coming back, we are one, like, and as a defensive, and we fight to the finish. Other than that, I mean, now it's the struggle that we had last year. I don't see it coming this year.
How much more confident are you that you can be part of the solution?
I'm tremendously confident. Just knowing the defense and knowing my position, as well as I know the other's position and telling everybody what to do and stuff like that. I'm confident in my play calling and play recognition and helping out at the whole defense.
So. When you say you don't anticipate the kind of struggles this year as you had last year as a defense, why do you say that?
Because all of us kind of know our position. We know our positions well enough so we can learn other's position, like we can know the linebackers can know the defensive line position where they need to line up to help where their gaps could be filled in that. Linebackers know the cornerback position, so they know where a safety comes down at. And then as in safety, we know where the linebacker is supposed to be at, and we know where a lineman is supposed to be at, so we can fill in the gaps and help with the defense where you have a big hole that could occur. Stuff like that, just pushing forward, knowing more than X and O's on the defense.
What does it mean to you to have the year under your belt in terms of equipping you to have an even better season?
A year, I mean, it's tremendous because, I mean, that year was very difficult, just been thrown in there and then not fully knowing it and not fully trusting it and having a lot of pressure put on you trying to just get the calls out and get everybody to trust you at the same time. So, I mean, having that year under my belt is tremendous because you see things that you're going to see this year. You see tendencies that you're going to see that you saw last year, and then just pick up from that. Just you can anticipate things and react real 10 times faster.
Landon, in addition to your own improvement in the secondary, the investment that was made in this defensive front seven in the offseason was immense. Mm-hmm. How much does that help you guys?
Our rush always helps the defense. Definitely when stuff definitely gets the pass because we couldn't get off on third downs because we gave the quarterback a little bit too much time. Stuff like that, it's tremendous to have that type of pass rush and the investment that they put in there. We will see a great outcome of it.
What are you hoping to do better this year personally?
I guess just play my man-to-man coverage, prove that I can play man-to-man better than I played last year. My eyes is out everywhere trying to see more than what I needed to see. You just need to see a little to see a lot, and that's my key goal this year.
Does it matter to you that there's a competition going on at the spot for next year?
Yes, it definitely matters to me because, I mean, I have to trust the guy next to me. So every safety that I play or practice with next to me, I have to trust. He has to know his calls. He has to be trustworthy. So if I make a mistake or I make a bad call, that he could overrule me and make sure we all on the same page and stuff like that.
You said a second ago that you didn't think you guys trusted this defensive system last year. Was it what do you mean by that? Was it a learning curve situation?
It was a learning curve, definitely a learning curve, because we just got a new DC, then a lot of players came in at the linebacker's position, and then new defensive line faces. It's just new faces everywhere. Then we didn't really have a safety group at the time. So it's just new faces everywhere besides the cornerback position that had been here that 2 years.
How long do you think it took you guys last season to get comfortable?
About the seventh game. It took us that long, I feel as though, as coming together and trusting the defense.
This is the second year of Spags' defense.
Mm-hmm.
Is it exactly the same defense, or does it evolve because of the change in personnel, and are there new things you have to learn?
It has evolved. There's not really too many new things. If it's new things, it's kind of like into the defense. It's not a big change, but it definitely evolved because you have the same guys you had from last year that knows the defense. So he kind of like let us free up a little bit more to have a better understanding of the defense and make different calls to help us out on the field.
Were there times, I mean, you came from a program that was so stacked. Were there times last year as a rookie when you were playing, maybe you felt that the defense was a little undermanned, you know, he was kind of like swimming up there?
What do you mean?
I mean, that maybe, you know, you just guys didn't have enough answers.
I think that we had the answers, we just didn't trust it. That's what I feel as though. We would see something and we would be like, is this the proper way to play it, or should I be here and stuff like that. Just didn't trust the call or trust our position or where we're supposed to be at.